The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking to You, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, September the 9th, 2026, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled From Candlestick Maker to Eunuch Maker. And the time is 8:17 a.m. over here in London, England, and it is nice to be talking to you again. Okay, so the first part of today's show title, From Candlestick Maker to Eunuch Maker, relates to the nursery rhyme I heard as a child. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who do you think they be? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and all of them out to sea. And the second part of today's show title, From Candlestick Maker to Eunuch Maker, relates to the world I live in today, in which some people pay to have parts of their body amputated. Okay, so now it's time for your weekly news roundup that I call the John Swinton Report. In 1880, John Swinton, then the preeminent New York journalist, was the guest of honour at a banquet given him by the leaders of his craft. Someone who knew neither the press nor Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. Swinton outraged his colleagues when he replied with this statement: "There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinion out of the paper I am connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalists is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it and I know it. And what folly is this, toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Okay, so first up, we go over to a story here. An update on the Imran Khan story. I read about some cricketers from around the world, big names in cricket throughout history, that have sent a letter to the Pakistani regime demanding that Imran Khan be treated fairly during his incarceration, which many people claim is illegal anyway. Well, his sons have come out and they've said that the Pakistani regime is trying to kill their father Imran Khan, and they said that the way that they're doing it is a similar way that the Egyptian president Mohamed Morsi was killed in 2019. He was jailed in a small cell and neglected, while he was in solitary confinement, which is why many human rights organisations believe he died of a heart attack, because his conditions are what brought it on. Apparently, Imran Khan, who was a former president of Pakistan as well, is in similar conditions, according to his sons. So this story continues, and I hope someone steps in and makes sure that this guy is actually treated fairly. And the big question remains, should he even be in there, or is he just in there because there are some people in charge in Pakistan that want to shut him up? And we all know, experience that. Fortunately, a lot of us don't go to those lengths in prison for what they're saying, but that's something that we're all facing today. I found an interesting comment here from the head of the United Nations. Was it the head of the United Nations, or was it the particular branch of the United Nations? Basically, they're saying that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, El Nino is being supersized before our eyes. Now, it's a strange word to use. It's being supersized. Well, does that mean that it is being controlled by man? Does that mean that we are controlling the weather? And I'm not talking about man-made climate change. It's a very interesting remark to make, I thought. So I'm very sceptical of the extreme heat that many of us around the world have suffered during the summer. And it's only starting to slide. Funnily enough, I got my bedroom down to, this morning, I think 22 degrees. And I haven't been able to, and that's with all the windows open and a breeze going through the apartment with a fan on, a powerful sort of floor standing fan. That's the lowest I've got it down to. This morning, and we're the 9th of September, I've got it down to 22. But I'm talking months and months, going back to sort of May time. It's been like this. And I've never known it to be like this before. I've heard all these stories about people controlling the weather. And the fact is if I controlled the weather, I'd try and make it pleasant for everybody. But we know the people that control society are very unpleasant people. So it stands to reason that they would try and make it unpleasant for everybody. Okay, let's see what else I've got here. The United Nations, staying with them, they say that Britain should put statues of people of African descent in public spaces to atone for the slave trade. That's a Daily Mail headline. Well, maybe they've forgotten that it was actually Britain that were the first people to abolish the slave trade, but they don't like to talk about that. And they might wish to look into who the first slave owner was in America. And I'll leave that there. Apparently, there is a film, according to, staying with the Daily Mail, another headline here, if I can get it to come up. How refreshing to see a film that portrays Churchill as the flawed and uncertain man he really was, even if it was made by the French, is it? This is a Peter Hitchens article. And it's a Mail Plus article, so I can't read further. But I'm wondering if he's referring to the... if this film is based on the book That Bastard Churchill by Major M.F. Thurgood, because that certainly reveals Churchill as a flawed man. And I would say today, though, that a guy like Major M.F. Thurgood, rather than releasing a film of the book, he could release a rap song about the book and drop the Thurgood and just call himself Major MF. He might be a hit in the rap charts. Okay, it turns out that a common antidepressant is out of stock in the UK. This is something to do with venlafaxine? It's one of these SRIs that a lot of people have talked about there being problems with. Venlafaxine, I was right, my memory is working. There are a particular 75 milligram version of the tablet, and apparently it's not as simple as giving other doses and, you know, taking a half dose twice or something like that. They have to be that particular dose, and they've run out, and they don't know when they're going to be back in stock. So there's a fear that people that are on these are suddenly not going to get them and they're going to go into some sort of meltdown. So that is a concern. But again, is this a article that's prepping us for shortages to come this winter? a GP practice manager stole £500,000 from colleagues, and this is the Daily Mail headline, and blew it on designer goods that were still being delivered when police searched her house. Now, she avoided jail due to overflowing prisons. Now, these colleagues, okay, so I don't know how many and how much they lost, but I wonder if they'd have preferred hurty words to be said to them than money to be taken out of their pocket. What do you think that they prefer? Well, what the government would prefer is not to lock someone up who takes money out of their pocket, but rather lock up someone that says hurty words. Okay? Because it's not about the victim. Prisons are not about the victim. Unless the victim is, of course, the government or the people that control the government. And so they need to use these punishment facilities, prisons, to punish people who have the temerity to go against anything that they say. How dare they? The prisons aren't for justice. They're there as a deterrent against people saying things we don't like. That's what this world has become, not just in this country, but I've seen happen overseas. And this takes us on to another story. There's a couple of football clubs in Scotland. They're the two biggest football clubs. They're so big that either one or other of them have won the league there for like the last 50 years. They've just gone on forever. It's just amazing. I don't know. Did Aberdeen win with Alex Ferguson, or did they just win a European Cup? I'm not sure. But that was what led Alex Ferguson to getting the Manchester United job and arguably becoming the most successful Premier League manager of all time in England. But what's happened is these fans, they're Glasgow Rangers and Glasgow Celtic. Glasgow Rangers are largely Protestant and Glasgow Celtic are largely Catholic. And over the years, what they would do is that they would sing offensive songs to each other. They call them football chants. And so this had been going on, I don't know, for as long as the clubs, presumably. But someone had the idea, they didn't like these songs. No, they're saying things. We can't have people singing songs. That's terrible. These fans, they used it as a sort of release valve against each other, to sing songs to each other. And so someone decided that they were going to make it an offence to sing these songs. And as a result, if you sing them, you go to jail. Well, there's no away fans going to be allowed at any of their matches in the Scottish Premier League this season, because what they've started doing is they've started resorting to violence. So what used to be singing songs, taunting each other with songs, is now committing violent acts upon one another. And I'm presuming this is because, well, if you're going to get jailed for singing a song, you may as well just have a fight that you'll get jailed for anyway. Do you see what I mean? Or in fact, you might have less chance of going to jail for an assault than you would for singing hurty words. Because that's what we see so often. There's people involved in serious assaults and they avoid jail. But people who say things that the government don't like, they go to jail. So maybe it's easier now for them to express themselves violently than it was to express themselves through song. And whose fault's that? And it reminds me, when I was at school, one of the history teachers I had was excellent. His name was Adrian Kramskoy. It was during my time in a fee-paying school called Downs End in Leatherhead that Bishop Richard Williamson, of all people, had gone a generation before. In fact, when he went there, the father of the headmaster was running the school. The father of my headmaster was running the school because he also owned the school and it passed down through generations too. But he taught the Middle Ages. And he was such an interesting and exciting teacher. You look forward to going to his lesson and him telling you his stories. They were just entertaining, you know. Anyway, he told us about in the Middle Ages, you had these robbers going around called cut purses. And what would happen is back then, in your whatever clothes you would wear back then in England in the Middle Ages, people would tie like a rope around their waist and they'd have attached to it their purse with their money in. And that was what, you know, rather than having pockets, they had it in a purse. And the cut purses would come along and they'd cut the rope, grab the money and run off. And what happened was in order to deter this, the authorities had the great idea of saying, well, we'll make it the death penalty for people robbing these purses. And so what the robbers decided to do instead was they would still rob the purses, but after they cut the rope to get the purse, they cut the person's throat as well. Because you're going to get the death penalty for stealing the purse. Why leave the witness there and take a chance? Why not just kill him too? Because you get the death penalty either way. And then suddenly the authorities woke up and realised, well, actually, you know what? It's not quite... too many of our rich friends have died this way. And we're going to have to go back to something different to try and deter people from killing people. And it's overreach by authorities or people who are really in charge of authorities. And it's happened several times throughout history. And it's happening today with all this trying to silence people. And I'm also reminded of this quote by President John F. Kennedy. And he said this during a speech to the... Well, it was called the Address on the First Anniversary of the Alliance for Progress in Washington, D.C. And the statement was made on March the 13th, 1962 is when he made this speech. This is the quote. "Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable." So when you start clamping down on what people say, you can't say this, you can't say that, you're gonna ultimately, people are gonna try and express themselves in other manners. And if they can't express themselves vocally, then you risk violence. But these people in charge will just do anything that they can to shut people up because they know what they're doing. The idea of printing money out of nothing and charging the population interest on it is a racket that's been exposed all over the media. Not in the mainstream yet. The mainstream, we'll get into another thing shortly that the mainstream are now covering that they didn't before. But you can bet your bottom dollar, if you'll pardon the pun, that they're not going to cover up, they're not going to reveal how fractional reserve banking works because people would be up in arms about it. And that's what they're so desperate to keep quiet, which is why they clamp down all these other forms of speech, because this is the one they don't want you to know about. And if they just made it illegal to talk about this, it would be too obvious. So what they do is they make it illegal to talk about everything. Okay, that's how they do it. Okay, so the Reform Party in the UK, Nigel, the brainchild of this Nigel Farage, who pretends to be everyone's friend, he says that all schools will, or rather their spokesman, Suella Braverman, says that all schools will have to sing the national anthem and fly the union flag under a Reform government. Well, what's wrong with singing hymns in schools? That's what happened when I was at school. We had assembly and we sung hymns. Why is there no call by Reform to bring hymns back in schools? Well, again, I argue that Reform are just another branch of the establishment. And it's a lot of hard work went on over the years to take hymns out of schools, to take prayer out of schools. And again, I find it extremely unlikely that a party like Reform would ever talk about bringing hymns back in schools. Cow cattle mutilations. How many of us have heard about cattle mutilations? It's one of the sort of conspiracy things that many of us have heard about, but it's not one of the most interesting, is it? You know, it's sort of people link it to aliens. In fact, here in this Daily Mail article, headline is, "Cows found mutilated and drained of every drop of blood across remote Oregon. A baffled deputy has a chilling theory." And yes, a deputy in the police department there has basically said, I can't think it could be anything other than aliens because of the way the cuts are done. All these different things he's talked about that you can look up the article for yourself with the headline I just gave you. Saying, well, if I could point to any experience of this happening where men have been involved or whatever, I'd point to it, but I can't. And so by definition, it has to be outside of that. And that means it could only be alien. So this is another story, as I say, that we've read about for years and years, but it's the first incidents I've seen of it being picked up by a mainstream news organisation. But again, it's interesting to see the things that they do pick up from the alternative media. And I find their silence on the things that are the most interesting in the alternative media to be far more revealing. That's the way I work it out. Okay, so let's go on to... There was a man up in north of England, a place called Huddersfield, and he is blind, but he managed to drive without having an accident for 150 miles when he was drunk. Got into a row with his partner and got into her car and drove. And apparently, even though he's blind, he can see lights ahead of him, stuff like that. And so I think he was trying to get to Scotland, where he was originally from. And he took this car and he just drove following lights due north. And I believe he was actually going the right direction before he got stopped. But that is an interesting story from the BBC. I'll give you the full headline in case you wish to look it up for yourself. So you just go BBC, go to Google, type in BBC, and then the headline is Blind Man Sentenced for 150-Mile Drive While Drunk. And it turns out he got a suspended sentence. Okay, so let's move on to a couple of police dogs. They are Rottweilers, and I never remember Rottweilers being used as police dogs. The ultimate police dogs are the German Shepherd. They're the ones that we all see. But there are other police dogs that you don't think so much about, like the little drug dogs. And you might get a little spaniel, something like that. And I remember seeing this in action. This lovely, sweet little... What they do is they... go up and I saw there was a queue of people outside a nightclub. And how nice is it when a dog would sit in front of you and wag its tail? It's such a sweet sight, isn't it? Well, not when you're carrying drugs, because that's what it does. It walks up and down the line, and someone who's got drugs on them, it sits down in front of them and wags its tail to say that's the one with drugs on them. So it's quite an amusing sight to see. But there are a couple of dogs here that are Rottweilers. And they've just finished their police training. And they were twin dogs. And they were called Reggie and Ronnie after the Cray twins. They joined Devon and Cornwall Police back in December of last year. Excuse me. And they have just completed their training. And I, for one, wish them good luck. And that is it for the news section of the John Swinton news report. I'll get used to my own script one day, you know that. And so we move on to the something for you to listen to section of the show, in which I tell you about a song you can listen to via the YouTube link in the post for this show, which you can find at achshow.com. Today's song is Swords of a Thousand Men by Ten Pole Tudor, which was released as a single in March of 1981. The YouTube link includes the official music video and is great fun. And now we've got the movie review. And I've just got a note here, I saw it the other week. It is Coogan's Bluff, a 1968 film starring Clint Eastwood and directed by Don Siegel. Now, Don Siegel directed five films with Clint Eastwood in them. I think, what was the others? I think Two Mules for Sister Sarah, The Beguiled, Dirty Harry, and Escape from Alcatraz. I might have got the two Western ones there wrong. But I'm definitely right on Dirty Harry and Escape from Alcatraz. So for me, three out of those films were good. Two. Dirty Harry and Escape from Alcatraz. Coogan's Bluff has the Dirty Harry cop character. It's how you really see him for the first time. He's not Dirty Harry, though. He's a cop from the country who comes to New York, I believe, to collect a prisoner. And bring him back to his state. I think, yeah, he's from Texas, so he's from rural Texas. And the film just didn't grip me like it, a film like Dirty Harry did. But you can see how the Dirty Harry character had its genesis in the Deputy Coogan character from Coogan's Bluff. So it's interesting to see from that point of view, but not interesting enough for me to hold on to it. It's already back at the charity shop to be sold on to someone else. So it is a cop type thing, but not one that I would bother with, but it was interesting nonetheless. Okay, so let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. So we'll go over to Associated Press, I always moan about this, but let's see if we can get the headline out before the pop-ups jump up. Main headline is, Iranian school turned to rubble by US strike draws families to grieve children. Yes, isn't war great? I mean, I thought in war there used to be efforts made to avoid targets such as this, but it seems to me, wasn't at the start of the war they hit a girls' school? It seems to me that this is now more, not accidental, it's too, surely, I thought that they... In the past, these things didn't really happen. But now we've got more precision weaponry and they are happening. So is this an accident or is it done deliberately? Well, I've got my own conclusion on that. Okay, let's go over to BBC News. Excuse me. And do their top 10 at the moment. So number 10, these are all headlines. I'm 27 and I've already written my will. Here's why. I'd have to concur with that. You never know what's going to happen. You always think, well, you know, we're going to die older of old age. Well, let's hope so, but people can get hit by a bus. Just don't expect it. Something can just suddenly happen. So if you are keen for your money to go, I mean, generally, if you're single and if you're unmarried or what have you at that age, your parents are probably still around. So your money would go there. So it generally follows a form. But if you've got no obvious dependents, then your money everything you've got will be sold off and it'll go to the state. Okay, so if you want to support the state in your death, then, you know, that's what can happen if you don't have any obvious dependents. But there you go. Number 9. The trail of clues that suggest our planet might be heating faster than we realised. Well, how about supersizing El Niños? That's a clue for me. Number 8, US strikes Iranian oil tankers as Tehran targets American base in Jordan. Number 7, funeral for officer killed in crash to take place. That's this group of people up, I think it's Middlesbrough, and you've got all these feral kids running around, gangs. And they were involved in a car chase. I think 5 of them in the car that they were being joyriding or something like that. Some police were chasing them. A collision occurred and both police officers died along with 5 children in the vehicle. And there's been a couple of funerals of the children so far. And the situation is so volatile up in that area that the schools have had to close, and people in the government have been condemning the fact that schools have had to close, but they've said, look, we're just worried about disorder. So there's a real problem up there. And again, what they've been doing, these rival gangs, is they've been driving cars into relatives of gang members' houses, smash up the front of their house, things like that. I mean, it is appalling what's going on. And this is a world without morals, in my opinion. I didn't hear of this going on when I was singing hymns at school, when we had prayers at school. I didn't hear of that going on. And I followed the mainstream media from a very young age. In the same way, when I heard nursery rhymes about candlestick makers, it's only been in recent years that I've heard of a eunuch maker. And that is what the theme is today. Is the world that you live in today a better place than it was when you were a child? And people say, oh, you're a look-back bore if you talk about things like that. But I would argue that our societies have been deliberately attacked in order to create behaviour such as we're witnessing today. Because they want them to be destroyed. And the best way they can do it is to get us to destroy ourselves. Number 6. Constantly on my mind, 9/11 agony endures for bereaved 25 years on. Yes, the anniversary is going to be on Friday. Number 5, drug gangs exploited and raped us as teens, then police failed us, women tell BBC. Number 4, Israel reacts with fury and air traffic collapse. Number 3, very hot drinks may damage the food pipe and increase cancer risk. Number 2, more flights delayed after hundreds cancelled by air traffic control glitch. And number 1, Alan Carr holds back tears on special night at National Television Awards. Let's go over and see what's going on the front page of the Daily Mail at this point. So the top story is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle would prefer to be public figures, not private citizens, sources reveal amid string of extraordinary claims. Well, I believe if you're a public figure in the royal family, then you get some sort of stipend for your duties. And I don't know whether that's involved or not. Not all royals get it. What happened was a lot of royals used to get it, and there was a bit of a backlash about 20 years ago. When Diana died, there was a big revolt against the royal family in this country, which a lot of people, because after she died, the royal family seemed to be dismissive towards her. A lot of people regard that as a big gaffe that they took a long while to recover from. But I don't know if it was something that the mainstream media seized on in order to get royal support for other things. We just need to look at that a bit closer. Consequently, a lot of royals that used to be given government money, taxpayers' money, were not given the money. What else did they do? They opened Buckingham Palace for visitors, different things like that, trying to sort of make themselves more accessible and give themselves a better public image. Okay, so then we've got Ed Miliband shrugs off Israel sanctions fury as Labour is accused of risking Jewish lives for votes ahead of by-election battle with Greens. And then we've got frightening and callous greeting for Jews in the UK. Communities furious. Labour's policy is announced days before Jewish New Year. Israel hits back at Ed Miliband and closes UK consulate, bars a dozen MPs and boots out military. Ed Miliband's trade ban is in response to controversial settlement that risks killing off any hope of a two-state solution for Palestine. Well, I think the hope of that died many years ago. And those headlines I just read, are those headlines or are those attempts to shape my opinion? Because it's not worked if they were, because all I can think of by reading those headlines is the quote I start the John Swinton News Report with each week. I just think of John Swinton's words when I read these headlines. And the sooner other people think of those words too, then the sooner we'll get news that should be news and not news that is designed to socially engineer our opinions. Okay, so I think that's it for the mainstream news. So let's see what's going on in the alternative media. So we'll start off with Rents.com, if I can get to the right folder. Where am I here? Okay. Rents.com. So I'll scroll down here. Just wait for the site to load up. Top headline is Trump posts AI image of himself nuking Earth. And that's from Alex Jones Live, so you might want to check that out. Trump posts AI image of himself nuking Earth. There are some people that claim that Trump is the Antichrist. Well, I'm not going to go there. I have opinions on that matter, which unfortunately my democratic right to free speech prevents me from revealing. So let's move on to earthnewspaper.com, Mark R. Else's website. So we're just waiting for that to load up here. And we've got the stories here from the top stories. Excuse me, I don't know what's up with my throat in recent shows. Just have a drink of water. As I said, when I was smoking, I never had this problem. So it's weird. You know, you think you stop smoking and you'll cough less, not you cough during shows. Maybe it's El Nino. Top story, September 6th, 2026. We investigated the Board of Peace. The corruption we found will shock you. This is a 15-minute video by More Perfect Union. It's from Rumble. Jared Kushner has a scheme to profit off world peace, and Gaza is the testing ground. There's a web of private equity billionaires with ties to Israel and shadowy corporate armies who stand to profit off never-ending conflict. It reminds me of that statement, if my sons did not want wars, there would be none. Okay, so let's move on to... Oh, that's about it for the independent media. So we'll go over to Before It's News and finish off with the Before It's News top 10. So, since it's loading up. Number 10 went up 6 hours ago, 33 people viewing. 9/11 trillions follow the money, must-see documentary. Number 9 went up 18 hours ago, 45 people viewing. Worlds Beyond the Ice Walls, Antarctica. Number 8 went up 12 hours ago, 48 people viewing. Scott McKay Situation Update, 9/8/26. America will be struck next. Number 7 went up 14 hours ago, 66 people viewing. That's a good number there, same number as the amount of books in the Bible. Headline, David Nino Rodriguez, It's Too Late, 9/8/26. We're exposing everything. It's funny, I had a car. The best car I ever had, it was an Audi TT. It was a Mark 1, which is the classic design, I still think the best. And it had a personalised number plate on it, and it was V66TTT. And I got it, I think I paid about £4,000 for it. It was a £30,000 car, new. It was 10 years old when I bought it. And I was always worried about that number plate, because it had 66, and I thought, is that like 666? And yeah, I forget who I went to, and they said, no, actually, it's a good thing, because 66 is the... 66 is the amount of books in the Bible, so I do digress on this show, don't I? But actually, I'm still current, because number 6 has got 66 people viewing as well, and that went up 16 hours ago. And we know, 9/8/26, Deep Dark World, Lantern Rebellion, S-I-G-I-N-T, whatever that is, Rebellion or Empire Prey. Make sense of that if you can. Number 5 went up 7 hours ago, 103 people viewing. New X-22 report, Trump explains how he's fighting the invisible enemy. Really? Trump's going to save us, is he? Good luck with that one. Number 4 went up 2 hours ago, 103 people viewing. Byington bombshell report, Black Swan event on Wednesday the 9th of September. Petrodollar ends, and then I can't make sense of the rest. Number 3 went up 5 hours ago, 117 people viewing. Judy Byington, Wan. this is really annoying me now, I'm sorry. Number 3 went up 5 hours ago, 117 people viewing. Judy Byington, Wan O'Savin, and Charlie Ward, shocking 9/9/26. EBS martial law set to activate in 10, and then the headline runs out. Number 2, 144 people viewing, went up 9 hours ago. Wan O'Savin, Big Intel 9/8/26, The Unthinkable is Coming. And number 1 went up 9 hours ago, 219 people viewing. Gene Decode, Critical Update 9/8/26, We Should Be Prepared for the Worst. Okay, so you have been listening to I'm Talking To You, episode 279, from Candlestick Maker to Unit Maker. I want to thank all of you for joining me today. I'll be back with you all again next week. And until then, folks, again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and bye for now.